This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Normally we would, of course, play the open, but naturally right now, because it's a new year, Windows has decreed that we shall not. So in the meantime, for all of you new stations on the line, we normally have a very nicely produced open that we run, and sounds really terrific. But at the moment...
I will sing.
Well, hold on. Wait a second.
There we go.
That's close enough.
That's not the music.
Good enough. That doesn't matter. Just play anything. I don't care. This is Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. That is our producer, Cal Hunter. That is all calm and collected for the hour before, and it's always like 10 seconds before. Something's going on. There we go.
There we go. And now, RadioLawTalk.com. Yeah. And here is your host, ladies and gentlemen, for Radio Law Talk. You know him, you love him, you cannot live without him. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it for Mr. Frederick Penny.
I thought you were going to talk about Denise. He was explaining Denise, wasn't he, Todd?
But, you know, it sounded like it to me.
That's what I thought. I was like, well, I better just relax.
She's over there with just, you know, the grin on her face like the cat that just ate the mouse. I'm like, what? Ooh, me?
Yeah. I'm Fred Penny, your host, Todd Cunins, my co-host with Denise Dirks, the threesome here. We are a crazy bunch. We're the Three Musketeers. And then we have behind the glass, we have Cal Hunter, our producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. And we love having him behind the board to scare us every week and saying, I don't know if it's going to run this week.
Always an adventure.
It is an adventure. Yeah. But you know what? This is welcome to this, the 28th of December, 2019. This is our last show before the end of the year. And we're going to ring in 2020. There's a lot of fun stuff we're going to talk about this time. I had someone discuss with me saying, why don't you talk about the impeachment hearings? I looked at them and just said, we don't do that. We're tired of hearing about all this. This is a politically neutral Radio Law Talk. We talk about political things, but we stay neutral. Denise and Todd and I will lay out all sides of it and argue, but there's some fun things we talk about.
And as far as the impeachment, if you could find something that hasn't been already spoken of somewhere else in the week previous,
10,000 times, by the way.
Well, even once, if you could find something, I'd be willing to entertain it, but let's face it. It's all been just hashed. So,
We're going to have case or no case, which is, those of you who don't know, that's the funnest thing that everybody enjoys. It's where our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, is going to try to trick us in determining whether or not the scenario is a case when he tells it to us, and if it is a case, what the outcome is. We're going to talk about a compulsive gambler suing Caesars. This is interesting. And the theories are interesting, and I've got a few comments on that. We're also going to talk about whether or not you can prosecute Santa and the Grinch and what type of crimes they have, basically what occurred this past week with Santa and the Grinch. We're going to talk about Christmas lawsuits. We love to talk about the Christmas holiday and Christmas lawsuits, people being served the day before Christmas or Christmas Eve. There's some interesting ones like that.
Isn't that like someone in Denise's particular line of work giving their loved one divorce papers on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Because the most common... most popular engagement ring sales time, believe it or not, is the 2 weeks before Christmas.
Really?
Yes. It's when the most engagement rings are sold. I only knew this because I do marketing research all the time, you know, but that's the big time. And I'm thinking, is it frequent for people to break up on Lover's Day, Denise?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of people think it's good luck if they have their final, you know, hearing on Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy.
I would be curious to know, not the day that divorces are granted, but I would be curious to know which day the date of separation is the most prevalent. That would be, you know, in, you take all the court filings and you look at when is the date of separation. What is the most prevalent day
of the year?
I think I know
that. Denise, do you
I think it's probably December 31st.
That's
a lot
exactly
of people
right.
pick that day.
Or the first after the new year, because they don't want to mess
yeah.
the families around. They don't want to bring it up.
Right.
But I've heard it's like January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. You know, something right after the holidays.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're with family, everything. Is that how, that's what happened to you?
That was what was with us. I mean, the decision was, we knew that's where it was going, but wanted to get through the holidays, and we'll deal with this after the holidays. So.
Yeah, and then the cats went with you, and.
Yes.
And that's what happened.
Well, they stayed with me, but. Regardless, that just changes the dynamic. Moving on, case or no case? Is that
yeah, let's
weird?
Do case or no case. Let's get out of this. Go ahead, Cal, if you have something.
I'll see if I can bail Todd out. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. A man goes to a holiday pageant dressed up as a reindeer. But he had to walk in the snow because his 1982 Chevy would not start up, you know, frozen battery again. This is up in the greater Midwest area. He's dressed for a reindeer, and as he walks across an open field from his house to the grade school, a bow hunter sees him, gets down, pulls out his bow and arrow, and thwack, lets one fly and gets the reindeer. Now the guy with the bow says, "What do you want from me? It's deer season."
Right. So, where did he hit him?
Well, I got him in the thigh, apparently.
Okay.
It was a non-life-threatening injury. And so I asked
He's a
you,
bad bow hunter for the first time. That one's on two legs, not four, so I'll hit it in the thigh.
Yes, but he looked like a deer to me. So I'm going to ask you, Mr. Penny, we'll start with you today. What say you? Would that be a case or no case? And if so, what do you think the outcome might be?
The first question is, was it deer season? I'm going to assume yes.
Yes.
Was it bow season? I'm going to assume yes.
Yes.
Assume yes. And he was near in a field near the school. I wonder if it was legal to hunt in that area due to the fact that it was close to a school.
Answer, we do not know.
We don't know. And the other, these are just my scenarios. The other thing, was he negligent? It was about duty breach. You know, was he negligent in not, you know, looking to see what he was shooting at? That is the hunter. It was in the evening, you said, Cal, or was it in the
day? Yeah, so, I mean, he was walking toward the school pageant, which was in the early evening, 6:30 at night. You know, it's
okay, you're not supposed to be hunting at 6:30 at night, so therefore he's already made a mistake. So that's not allowed. You have to hunt only during the day, and there's certain time periods. I believe once dusk hits, you're not allowed
to hunt.
Well,
he was within legal sunset. Have not yet been legal
okay,
sunset,
right.
That much we know.
So the answer is that is a scenario but not a case.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, dealers left to you. What say you, case or no case?
What year was this?
I don't know.
Okay. So this is what I will say. I believe deer season, the way deer season normally works is bow hunters get the first crack at it, and then, you know, the bow hunters and powder, then the rifles. I believe that's the way. And it all starts earlier in the year, not in December. So I'm going to say this was outside of deer season. Cal's making it up. No case.
Okay. Ms. Dirks, what say you?
Do you know what state this was in?
Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh.
Minnesota.
So what say you in this rather intriguing
Hey, we are in Minnesota.
Yes, we are.
And anybody in Minnesota that wants to clue into this,
yes, yeah.
Make sure you do so, and we're probably going to get to the answer after the break and after Denise goes, but get in with us. Use the hashtag case or no case on Twitter.
Well, here's the thing. You can call it 855-LAW-RADIO and comment in, or Twitter. Go to Twitter, Radio Law Talk. But here's the thing, Denise, before they get to you. I think, why don't the family member of the guy that was shot just call in? Or how about the guy that was shot call in?
Or the shooter, either the shooter or the shooter? Or the shootee. Would love to hear from either one of those.
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't Dick Cheney?
Pretty sure he used a shotgun.
That's a shotgun.
Sure.
Come on.
Different guy, but
maybe his
okay.
son.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say it's a case, and the man who was injured wins.
Well, that is a
case.
Yeah,
I would say
the last week we got a straight-up one.
I don't know. All right, Cal, take us out of this mess.
Okay, I would normally give you the answer, but I've decided I'm not going to because I want to wait until after the break and tell you the fascinating conclusion to this wonderful case or no case.
And he was dressed as a reindeer.
Well, he was in the pageant, so he had, you know, he had to go do that.
Does deer season include reindeer?
And not just that, a two-legged reindeer, not the four-legged. That's the thing that's the idiot. That's what threw
me. We'll
be
right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I've got to get my car washed, cause dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this guy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. Letty & Company.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services.
Yeah. Do you have my mic up there, Cal? I guess you do. Hey, you know, we're talking about a case or no case. We're talking about a holiday party, probably a Christmas party, where a guy was dressed up as a reindeer in Minnesota. And what happens is he... His car breaks down. By the way, it's a 1982 Chevy. That's what he added that was important. And he had to walk through the field to get to the school. And lo and behold, the bow hunter shot him in the thigh.
Well, the battery froze up on the car. What could he do?
I believe that. And I and myself and my colleague, Todd Cuden, the formerly a prosecutor for the DA's office, now his own criminal law practice, said it was a scenario but not a case, or just basically it's not a case. Denise went all out and said, this is so simple, and she went with the simple thing, which is case, and the guy who shoots the individual does not get prosecuted.
The shootee wins the money.
Oh, he's you gotta put that around.
Yeah, the shootee wins the money, correct, Denise? Is that what you said? Yeah.
Denise has got to turn her mic on.
Right, it's on.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, what I said was the plaintiff, the guy that got shot, wins.
That's what I meant. The shootee, not the shooter.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the shootee, yeah.
The guy with the thing in his thigh.
Yes. Right.
Cal, tell us what happened.
For those of you who say this is a case, may I see by the show of hands, that would be Denise Dirks. And Denise, all I can say is...
Oh, my God. It was so simple, it couldn't be true. Oh, man, that's a case.
Got an actual story, and the fellow who got shot prevailed, and the fellow who did the shooting only had criminal charges filed against him for reckless discharge or whatever, and also lost a civil case.
He had to be drunk, Cal. There's no way that guy's going to be shooting a guy standing there with a reindeer.
Let me put it to you this way. A bow hunter in Minnesota drinking? Oh, come on, Fred.
Yeah. that there is an RV.
How likely is that?
Oh,
and
man.
And that, friends, is...
So it does happen. That sounded, you know, like something could happen. It was just too easy. But so I guess the moral of the story is, Cal, number one, don't drive an 82 Chevy. Number two, don't dress in a reindeer costume and walk across the frozen tundra to the school.
Right. And my question is, did he have on a red nose? This would have been a dead giveaway to a hunter. Maybe it's the, I don't know.
And number three, take the antlers off when you're walking across the field.
All good advice to folks. Next hour, I take you to Pocatello, Idaho.
Ooh, I like
and
Pocatello.
The Ice Queen Contest.
Nice.
And that's next hour on Case or No Case.
Well, we're talking about getting shot in the thigh or the derriere area. Let's talk about Caesars being sued by a compulsive gambler. That kind of fits right in, doesn't it?
Yeah, you'd think.
So in Canada, this one's not United States, in Canada, Ontario, Canada, there's an individual that apparently has been kicked out of a number of casinos in the area because of apparently a temper or has some issues. And this one casino, the Caesars, he was not kicked out of. And he loses $260,000 over 2 days, two different times that he shows up. And he blames the casino for having should have known or known that he was a compulsive gambler and not allowed him to gamble. And he goes on to say that a couple of the arguments are, number one, I've been kicked out of multiple places. They should have known that I was this type of a person and shouldn't have been able to come into their casino. And now he's arguing you should have kicked me out, where people always argue, you can't kick me out. He's the opposite.
Do bars kick known alcoholics out?
That was my thought, Cal.
No, they don't, but they may... refuse to serve him after a certain point.
They limit him after they reach a certain point.
Right, which is also part of his argument, was that once he started to lose big, they saw that he had been drinking, they should have limited his play.
Instead of saying we got a whale on board, let's milk
it. Well, the issue is according to him, they continued to feed him or give him alcohol.
Yes.
And gave him free food, picked him up with a taxi, took him back and forth to home, and treated him that way. Well, I just want to finish my point. I believe it's Caesars that does have their own private jet that picks people up, certain high rollers. Isn't that true?
Exactly. I mean, you got to understand that casinos, for those of you that have never been to a casino, and for those of you like me that have been to a casino but have never been treated like the high roller, if you are somebody that comes in with a ton of money, they treat you like royalty because they know if they can get your behind seated at a table, the money that is in your account is going to end up in their account sooner or later.
Todd, there's a reason those casinos are beautiful.
Yes.
They're winning.
Exactly. This isn't fair. You're in a system where it's set up for the house to win. And when somebody comes in with a lot of money, they want that money to be theirs, and they will treat you. Look, it's nothing for them to buy you a $50 steak if by buying you that steak and the drink that goes with it and the nice meal, they end up with $250,000 at the end. That's a pretty darn good investment.
Well, here's the thing. He's not just suing the casino. He's also suing the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Department, saying that they regulate this and they should make sure that they don't come in and lose. Why don't they just make sure that nobody loses money?
Yeah,
their job, right?
No kidding. And then the casinos would all go out of business, and then everybody would hate this guy because he was the one that led to the casinos all going away.
Well, the good thing about this is his lawsuit ended up in a complete and total ban for him of all the casinos now. Because he's done this lawsuit, they have all banned him. Okay. He's not allowed in any casino.
He's getting what he wants.
No,
right?
He's got no money left.
Isn't what he originally says is they should not have allowed me in because I have a gambling problem? Well, now he's got what he wants. They all know about him. He's not there. To answer the question about why this is a little different than a bar serving an alcoholic, the chief difference, as I see it, is in the alcohol bar situation, the protections for the public in general. You get behind the wheel of the car, it's not just you that becomes a victim, it's other people as well. And you also could lose your life. I don't know that losing money is inherently a life-losing situation. Certainly doesn't pose a danger to the public if you leave broke. So that's where I see the difference. But
I guess we could sue the car dealers when I go in there. They get me in. They give me food. They take care of me. They're nice to me. They should know I'm a compulsive car buyer.
What about these people that go to spas and day treatments?
Or Costco.
And all that? Yeah.
All right.
I'm addicted to Costco. Hi.
Don't turn the dial. We're going to be back. We're going to talk a little more. We're going to talk about Christmas wars. A little bit
all
going on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore has broken its annual per capita homicide record after reaching their 342nd killing. With just over 600,000 residents, the city hit a historically high homicide rate of 57 per 100,000 people. The new rate eclipses that of 1993, when the city had a record of 353 killings, but was more populous before years of exodus began. New York City, with more than 8 million residents, had 306 homicides. This is the fifth year in a row that the city of Baltimore has reported more than 300 killings. A federal judge has ruled the city of Dallas is not liable for an off-duty police officer fatally shooting a man in his own apartment last year. U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn dismissed the city from the civil lawsuit. It makes a large financial settlement unlikely. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Is this real life?
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, it is real life, and we're going to talk about real life now, about the Grinch that stole Christmas and Santa and some of the things that, some of the laws that were broken during this past holiday, this past week. We can start out with Santa. Now, those of you guys who are thinking about Santa, it's 855 Law Radio. If you can think of any type of criminal activity or tortious act that Santa did during the Christmas holiday, I can think of a few that the Grinch has done. In fact, an attorney out of Las Vegas did a fun spiff on it during a Channel 3 news in Las Vegas. But you know, he's saying nothing that everybody else doesn't already know, that we've already talked about. We talked about this before. This is not the first time. In fact, you can go back to www.radiolawtalk.com to our
to the podcast. Yes.
You can search Christmas, and you'll see us talking about this before, but the first thing is trespass, don't you think? Santa's clearly trespassing. I mean, think of all the homes he just shows up on. But I guess the defense is, David, it's implicit that he's invited in.
Correct? Yeah, implied consent. You folks are there. They want to do that. Now, then the only problem here is that sometimes if the consent is from the kids by way of a letter to Santa, the homeowner can make the argument that the minor did not have consent to allow the adult to come to the house. And if there was any damage to the roof or to the chimney upon gaining entry,
yes,
that could be beyond the purview of
but
the
I
consent.
Think it starts even earlier than that. I think it starts with the stalking behavior when Santa's trying to find out who's naughty and nice. You know, that could be harassing and stalking and, you know, keeping somebody under surveillance, which could be a crime.
Privacy issues.
Privacy issues, keeping them under surveillance. And to the extent, look, there are some people that want to have the government regulate. Process by making it onto the naughty list versus the nice list. No way to challenge that. Okay,
that's
so you
true.
Have that. Obviously, the surveillance issues all violate the Fourth Amendment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I doubt Santa went and got a warrant. Certainly didn't go to the FISA court to get a warrant.
Right.
You know, and so there's a bunch of issues there.
I think one of the biggest issues is overtime work for the elves. And I think, and also the reindeer. But I think it's going to come down to whether or not he's violating a number of employment issues.
Or whether or not the elves or the reindeer can be considered independent contractors, you know, under state and federal law.
Perhaps. What about Rudolph, his disability, making him work and exploiting his disability?
There's that and the sanctioning. Santa's apparent approval of workplace harassment against Rudolph for the entire year, and then and only then does he cut him a break because the weather was bad at night. And so, if Santa has been sanctioning this workplace harassment, he could face a lot of time there. And I wonder, we talked about overtime, to what extent has Santa impeded the elves' ability to collectively bargain? I mean, they may want to
probably
join
not a union.
Yeah,
probably not union. I think they're not. But I think you brought up another NAFTA issue.
Exactly.
What's the NAFTA issue?
Well, the importation of goods from the North Pole down to the United States. Look, that gets you through the United States because they renegotiated the NAFTA deal. But Santa's a worldwide entity. I'm sure that some countries may want to put a tariff on the importation of goods into their country. The Chinese might have a problem with that. And anywhere else, Santa doesn't just go to North America.
And just think about how many states are upset at Santa because he's not paying the state law tax mm-hmm. for different things that are being imported and even exported from the different states.
What country is the North Pole in? Is it in Alaska? Is it
I think
in
it's
Greenland?
Its own country. It's its own country.
Oh.
I think that's Santa's own country, even though I don't care where it is.
So like the Vatican kind of.
It's like the Vatican or
right,
Washington,
his own
D.C.
sovereign. He's his own sovereign.
He's his own sovereign, like the Indian nations are within the United States.
Okay.
I think there's also an issue of gift tax and estate planning. What about all the, Santa's giving away a lot of free stuff that there's only so much he can give away per year according to the gift tax rules.
Per person, though.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
What happens if someone gets a new Ferrari for Christmas?
Then
that's a little higher.
Then congratulations to them.
Yeah.
That's
what. Cal, by the way, on your country issue, according to LiveScience.com, the North Pole actually doesn't belong to any country. It sits in international waters. Because remember, the South Pole actually sits on a landmass. The North Pole is just ice over water. So, you're there, and it's...
It doesn't matter. It's Santa's realm.
It's international waters. That's where he is.
So it's like a giant saltwater cocktail, so to speak.
Exactly.
Is it a free trade zone?
I don't know.
I think the Abominable Snowman is one that protects it. That's all I know.
I saw that once.
That's scary.
Is this the version of the Abominable Snowman that has teeth or not?
This is the one that has teeth taken out.
Yes. That's why I was asking.
Yes. So I think there's a lot of issues here with Santa. Now let's talk about the Grinch. The Grinch has some real serious issues here, especially the prosecutor, Todd Kuhnen, former prosecutor and the criminal lawyer. There's a lot of things. The first thing starts out, and this has been brought up by many people, is conspiracy to commit a crime.
Well, that is true, and the conspiracy to commit a crime, and arguably, I mean, you might make the argument that it's a hate crime, because I don't know what race the Whovilles, the Whos are who live in Whoville.
True.
But it seems to be his animosity toward the entire people,
entire... Well, it could be religious, too.
And so because of that, I mean, the Grinch has a major crime here, and it appears to be a hate crime because it's against an entire nation.
That's true, the nation of Whoville.
That's right.
What about animal cruelty to Max, you know, the dog that has to drag the big, sleigh with all the stuff? You know, and he makes him put the, and he ties the...
ties the horn on his head.
The horn on his head?
Yeah.
I think there's animal cruelty there.
Look, at a minimum, if you're talking about sentencing, the Grinch is going to... absolutely need some form of anger management program he's going to have to participate in. Whether he does that in custody or out of custody or in an inpatient treatment facility, he definitely has to address his anger issues.
And he may even have to register on the Child Abuse Index, depending, you know, on which state is going to go after him.
Isn't it Wendy, the one that he was...
No, Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou Who. Well, he, like, wrapped her up into, you know, like a package, and then he left her. So, I mean, that's false imprisonment. That's child abuse.
Yeah.
Endangerment.
It was my understanding, and again, you have different versions about the prosecution, the defense they put on about the Grinch story. I'm going on the one that was not direct video, but an animated recreation of the event. And in that one, it was my understanding that he just placed her back into bed. He didn't wrap her up or anything and put her to sleep. Lied to her, said he was Santa, but he'd put her back. Now, if I'm his attorney, I argue that that's mitigating. Because I could, if I was that bad, I could have done a lot worse. But when the child saw me, I had compassion and I put her back to bed. I continued with the criminal enterprise, but I put her back to bed. So I'm not as evil as everyone puts me out to be.
And Todd would argue in court that he's even written a new theme song. You're a kind one now, Mr. Grinch.
Absolutely.
Right? Your Honor, here's the new song.
I'm sure someone will sue and say that they had that first.
Well, yeah, it'd be copyright infringement. And I'm certain that whatever happened, both sales of both versions of the song would go up.
Right? So don't forget, the mayor of Whoville, he shaves his head, right? Doesn't he go and shave the head of now that's in the Jim Carrey version. There's different versions. There's the cartoon version, the Jim Carrey version. But he shaves the head. That's an assault and battery.
Yes.
And I think there's issues. Doesn't he go into the post office also? And he goes in there and he's obstructing mail and trespassing on federal property?
Any sort of crime on federal property is going to be a federal crime. And so then there's going to be an issue about jurisdiction. And the thing here is Jim Carrey is going to be subject to...
Jim Carrey?
Not Jim Carrey, but the Grinch is going to be subject to prosecution by both the state and the federal government for arguably the same thing, unless Whoville is somehow in the state of New York.
I think our government needs to get involved in this and hold hearings. The Democrats and the Republicans.
Well, that's good.
They're good at holding hearings to find something.
Let's see if they can acquit.
And you know what? Can we get Avenatti to be someone's lawyer?
I'm sure. Well,
only for $25 million in advance. He needs the money.
Avenatti, and then we can get who on the other side? Who'd be the
other
lawyer?
That's a deal.
Well, yeah.
Who would be prosecuting?
Yeah.
So Avenatti would be the defense.
But who's the prosecutor?
Okay, the prosecutor. Well,
Mueller. Should we just get Mueller again?
We can get Mueller to prosecute.
He doesn't have anything going on right now.
I think he could do that. Failure to register as a foreign gift giver.
That's true, too.
I think that they could go after
that. I think we got domestic terrorism here from the Grinch.
I hadn't thought of that, but you are right.
There could be some of those issues. But I want to just get the dream team to handle this case. And I think it should cost us billions of dollars to deal with this, to find out really and prosecute the Grinch and Santa.
I think Santa has a cause of action against the Grinch. Because didn't the Grinch steal Santa's identity?
Well, they could, although the Grinch is going to say that Santa was violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. So you got to give people a choice.
All right, stay with us. We're going to be back. We're going to talk more about Christmas lawsuits.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. And we're really glad that you are. Thank you.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, during Christmas time, there's always the same or similar lawsuits. It doesn't happen right at Christmas time. Sometimes it's before. It's about holiday displays, correct? Because, you know, one of the most important things our country was founded on was the freedom of religion. In fact, you know, back before the country was founded, that was the issue back in England, is the Church of England. You had to be a member of the Church of England, basically, and they wanted to be able to have their own religion, whatever they felt or deemed necessary according to their beliefs. And that's what the First Amendment's all about. And that is the separation clause, right? That's the, you know, the issue is, well, the establishment clause that says you don't want to violate church and state. you got to have separate church and state. So how does that work when it comes to nativity scenes? Because that has always been, you know, a thing that has gone back and forth and back and forth. So 855 Law Radio, if you want to call us, or the actual number is
855-529-7234.
Or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or if you have questions or want to email us, always email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, and we can try to answer your questions. Remember, we do not give legal advice. Seek local counsel. This is not a place to learn all the laws that you've always wanted to learn. But here's a couple of things that I will note. There's two main cases, the Supreme Court rulings about nativity scenes. There's the Lynch v. Donnelly case, 1984, as that one came down. And then following that is the Allegheny v. ACLU case in 1989. And I'm not going to go in detail on these, just so we can set a foundation. The Lynch case basically okayed nativities. The Supreme Court held it's okay to have a nativity so long it's more or with a secular display. So it's still kind of vague in the way the Supreme Court put it. So you can't just like have pure nativity and then say, you know, glory to God and Jesus. You can't do that in a public place. You can do it on your own place, on your own house or own private.
And that place. Means like government property.
Government
and stuff.
Properties and
yeah.
stuff. But it has to be, you can do it only if it's tied in with some secular thing. So you could put a Santa Claus and reindeers with it, or, you know, a Hanukkah sign or something with it. But it can't just be the nativity. And again, I'm being very broad in general. Those of you who are like saying, well, you know, getting in details, I'm just trying to be broad in general here. That's generally what you have to do. In fact, recently, as of 2019, this comes forth all the time because a judge in Indiana had to rule on details of the distances between the figurines representing Santa and the baby Jesus. So it gets to the point. Okay, how far away was the Jesus from the Santa?
I think this is like the divorce court where there's you're portioning out the beanie baby.
It's like equity at its finest, right? It has to be equal.
But, you know, I raise this question, okay? We go back. This is what the First Amendment says. Quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So my question is, honestly, is putting up a nativity scene on public property the establishment of a law? I don't see that as being the establishment of the law or making a law. Furthermore, I don't see that putting a nativity scene on a public place prohibits anyone else from exercising the religion of their choice. I just don't see
but
the implication there.
But why can't they put, if they put the nativity scene, why can't they put their religious, let's say, scene, whatever that is, at the same spot in the same place?
Maybe they should be allowed to. Let them apply for a permit.
Okay. Well, I think it has to do with Congress, you know, funding different things. And so if it's funding the property and it has this kind of a display on there, is it funded by Congress? And that could be how they're looking at the establishment of a law.
Well, you follow up with the 1989 cases, the Allegheny versus ACLU. That was where in an Allegheny courthouse they had a nativity display in 1989. And that was where the lawsuit came about. And basically the Supreme Court held, no, you can't do that. Because mainly it said Gloria in Excelsis Deo, which is glory in God, right?
Glory to God on high.
Yeah,
right.
Glory to God on high. Because it said that, and it displayed, you know, the nativity, they said that cannot be. And they had to take that down because it stood alone was the problem. Now, if they had Santas in there and a bunch of other stuff intermingled, so I think Jesus with Santa overlooking him in the manger and the reindeer Rudolph sitting there and Mary petting it will probably pass.
I guess my other question is, I understand this. I understand what the Constitution says. Is the holiday, because every governmental institution that I know of is open or is closed on the 25th of December, and of all of the holidays throughout the year, that's the only one that I can think of that's a religious holiday or a holiday that's religiously based. It's Christmas. There's a reason why. It's to celebrate the birth. And so we have a federal holiday recognizing a federal entity recognizing a religious holiday.
True.
Nobody seems to have raised an issue about that because they all like the day
off.
Well,
they want the day off. They're not stupid.
That's a good point. I've never thought of that, Todd. That you're right. The government does.
It's like the Miracle on 34th Street argument. If the post office recognizes Santa Claus, well, he must be real. If the government recognizes this holiday, it must be real.
Huh? But see, Santa Claus is secular and the Nativity is religious.
It is.
That's why they say they can recognize Santa Claus.
I don't know, St. Nicholas.
but it's not called Santimus. It's called Christmas.
Right.
Well, guess what? Guess what's going on in Hong Kong? Hong Kong, the shopping malls there have decided to, they are not doing any Christmas decorations this year. And why? They're fearing the pro-democracy protesters are going to tear them up. And so that's happened in Hong Kong.
And they've actually blocked the streets in front of these places to protect them.
Yeah.
And now people can't shop.
Yeah, well that's in Parker County. No, not in Parker County, but in St. Charles, Missouri, is where the city erected barriers to. Yeah, that's what you're talking. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, I thought both of them had, but
they might have. They might have. But in St. Charles, Missouri, they blocked the businesses due to the fact they had to take away a bunch of parking because there's worry about people walking out on the street and getting hit. So that's a lawsuit that occurred during Christmas time.
Well, sure.
And sure enough, the businesses won, and they had to take down the barriers.
Never mind that the mall paid the city to put up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, the businesses right. could actually show the decline in sales after the barriers were put up.
Of course you could, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And people would have to park way away and then walk in.
Which is interesting about the psychology of downtowns versus malls. Mall operators used to say, it doesn't matter if you have a downtown business and you park your car within a block of the store you're going to. In the mall, psychology, if people park in the parking lot and they can see the store they're going to, no matter if it's four times farther away than it would be on a city block, they are willing to do that and walk there and think it's a closer deal than if they have to walk down a block to a store they can't see. Isn't that interesting?
Just amazing. But, you know, a lot of times people complain about the holiday crush and the crowds everywhere. Well, here's a story. Here's a story about somebody that actually benefited by the crowd at the post office. Now, this happened in Missouri. And this woman, Julie Mae Kirk, she had a criminal conviction on her record for child endangerment and a drug possession case. And she's off probation. Everything's done. She's trying to get her record cleaned up. She had filed with the post office to send in all the paperwork, but the lower court denied her request because they said it was filed too late. Well, the appellate court in Missouri revived it and used a very interesting argument in granting her requested relief by saying, December is usually the busiest time of the holidays, and so we are going to chalk up the fact that she missed the deadline to the fact that the post office was inundated with mail and didn't get to processing her particular parcel in time, and she got the relief. She benefited from the holiday crush.
Huh. Very cool.
Well, isn't that kind of like a version of once you stick something in the post bin or leave it with the post office, it's deemed to have been served, if you will, or delivered?
It is, if you can prove when you put it in the post box, regardless of the date stamp, it is deemed served.
Yeah, because sometimes they don't get to them every single time. All right, join us second hour. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Todd and Denise and Cal Hunter. We'll be back.
Stay right here. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming right up on RadioLawTalk.com, of course, and on your favorite radio station. So you stay there. We promise we'll be right back.
Have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.